We have a free gift for every mom who's going to be here on Sunday, and all the ladies 18 years of age or older, and be honoring some special ladies Sunday as well. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 12. Revelation, the 12th chapter. A parenthetical stuff going in here, things that are falling out on the earth during tribulation period. We are on the seventh seal. And in the seventh seal are the seven trumpets and the seven vials, and they're poured out in rapid succession as we approach the end of the tribulation period, marching toward the second coming of Jesus Christ, which is not the rapture. Second coming of Jesus Christ is when Jesus Christ plants his feet on the Mount of Olives. Remember, we had the platform here last week. That's the beginning of the tribulation. That's the end of the tribulation, 7 years between the banisters. And the first six seals take you out here, and then rapid succession right down to the end. So chapter 11 was not premature in announcing that the end is near. So just a lot of stuff falling out in this short period of time. I'll just say Satan is alive and well today, and he will be working overtime during the tribulation period, especially chapter 12. There are some things that are here that are found in the chapter that, well, you'll hear different opinions from different people on, and especially depending upon what their opinion is on the Bible and how it should be interpreted. Some people play flat, fast, and loose with it. We're just going to throw it out there for you this evening and help you to be able to understand. We're in verse 1, chapter 12. There appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun. I say doctrine because Roman Catholic Church teaches this is Mary. This is not Mary. It's just not. Black smoke notwithstanding. Or white smoke, or whatever smoke is coming out of the chimney today. Black smoke, I think. Haven't chosen the next pope. They're going to choose the next pope, but they're still going to say that this is Mary. This is not Mary. Woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, guess who this is? A great red dragon. This is not Jesus Christ. This is Satan himself. A great red dragon, and behold, having what? Seven heads, 10 horns, 7 crowns upon his heads. 7 is an interesting number. Why? Because 7 is a number of God, right? As Satan presenting himself as God. So he is taking those numbers for himself in an attempt to present himself as God. Verse 4 talks about the fall, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, talking about the fallen angels that fell with him, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman. They say, well, if that's not Eve, who is it? The woman is Israel. Stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered. What did Israel bring us? And Israel brought us the first coming of Jesus Christ in Bethlehem, which was born of Mary, but the woman is not speaking of Mary. For to devour her child, Israel's child, as soon as it was born. Who did that? Herod tried to have that child killed, but whose influence was Herod under? Satan. Every attempt in the history of mankind to destroy Christ, to destroy the seed, to destroy Israel. If you understand just that one thing tonight, that will really help you as you see the turmoil going on the college campuses today. I'll just say again, behind in history and in the current day, every attempt to annihilate Israel, the Jewish people, is an outright attack. Influenced by Satan himself. So, Pastor, are you saying the anti-Semitism on the college campuses today is a result of Satan himself? That is exactly what I'm saying. Now, if you understand that one thing, that will help you to be able to discern the news. Now, I'll tell you that that is not going to be popular in the public school setting. Speaking of the public school setting, this is not in my notes. You want to talk about an end time thing going on? Man, it's happening in Fairfax County right now. Fairfax County school system put out an anonymous survey for the students. Survey very clearly said, this is an anonymous survey, only insignificant user data will be collected. You know what they say when they put those out. And we're not going to trace you or anything like that. And so this is a student survey, and the students completed the survey, and Hayfield High School, in the news again, one of the students at Hayfield High School in the survey was critical of the way that the superintendent handled the football scandal of last year. I was critical. A lot of people critical. The courts were critical. And she is absolutely wrong. She probably should have resigned after that. But not me. Said. So in his survey, he just said, I have lost confidence in the superintendent to be able to superintend. And they said, one of the questions were something like, is there anything in the school system that makes you feel uncomfortable? And he said, yeah. Boys going into the girls' locker rooms. This transgender stuff. And the school system is just outright thumbing their nose at the president. A boy shouldn't be in girls' sports, and a boy shouldn't be in girls' locker rooms. And yeah, that makes me feel very unsafe. Anonymous survey. The student was pulled out of class by the administration and said, you filled out this survey. Wait a minute, I thought it was anonymous. Yeah, pull the student out of class because they felt the student was a threat. So people think during tribulation period they're going to hide. You can't hide in Fairfax County school system on an anonymous survey. They know exactly who you are, where you've been, what you've written. What is that? That should not cause us, I'll say this again before I'm done, that should not cause us to be prognosticators. As I said last week, what is that? The Lord is coming back in October 12th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It should cause us to be proclaimers. And there's lots of stuff in the news every day should cause us to be able to say, Jesus Christ is indeed coming back at some point, and you should absolutely flee the wrath to come. He brought forth a man-child, verse 5, who's to rule all nations with a rod of iron. So the man-child, who's going to rule with a rod of iron? Jesus Christ is. When is he going to do that? During the millennial reign of Christ. When is the millennial reign of Christ? The millennial reign of Christ is after the second coming. The second coming is at the end of the tribulation period. Now, 1,000-year millennial reign of Christ, Satan will be bound. Jesus Christ himself is going to rule with a rod of iron. That phrase is telling. And her child, Israel's child, was caught up to God and to his throne. So this is bouncing back and forth his history. When was Christ called up to the throne? Well, that would be Acts chapter 1. The angel said Jesus was caught up. The men of Galilee were like, oh. As I said last week, if they would have had cell phones, they would have been going, oh. Filming it as they went up. And the angel said to the men, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus who's taken up from you shall so come in like manner. When is that? End of the tribulation period. As ye have seen him go into heaven. And the woman fled into the wilderness. Again, we're not talking about Mary, because Mary is in heaven, because she trusted in Jesus Christ as her Savior. Rejoice in the Lord God, my salvation. Mary looked to Jesus Christ for her salvation. If you are looking to Mary for your salvation, you will not go to heaven. Mary does not offer salvation. She did not pay the price. You might want to pay attention on Sunday evening. As you were redeemed not with gold or not with silver. You were redeemed with the blood, not of Mary. Mary didn't shed her blood. Jesus Christ did. So he paid that redemption price. The woman fled into the wilderness. A lot of people think this is Petra, the city of Petra. Petra in the news this week? Absolutely. Petra's in the news almost every week. Tourists were there in Petra, and there was a rainstorm, and the water was coming off of the rocks, and they had to evacuate. because it was not safe to be there any longer. Say, well, preacher, you don't think the Antichrist can be able to figure out that Petra is the place where the Jews are going to be able to flee? I just say God was able to protect Israel as they fled Egypt with a cloud, a pillar of cloud, and a pillar of fire, and he is absolutely able to protect the Jewish people wherever he sends them during tribulation period. And that's just another example of God being able to move the forces of nature to be able, again, it's a conversation starter, not to cause you to prognosticate, but to proclaim, hey, did you see what's going on in Petra? Petra, it's in the news! And then talk about what is to come. The woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. What is that? 3.5 years of tribulation period. That is the last 3.5 years of the tribulation. Why? What happens in the middle of the tribulation? The first half, the Jewish people are at relative peace. And then the Antichrist shows himself for who he is, defiles the temple, and Matthew chapter 23 and Matthew chapter 24 kick in, and the Jewish people are warned to flee for their life. Flee, flee, because the Antichrist is going to hunt them down and kill them. Great wonder. A sign is an interesting word to trace throughout the New Testament. Signs of the coming, signs of the sun. Matthew chapter 24 refers to the sign. Turn with me to a couple pages ahead to Revelation chapter 15, verse 1. Again, sign is, I love tracing words throughout Scripture. Not to get sidetracked on this evening, I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous. Seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. Again, God's number coming back. Satan trying to hijack that, notwithstanding. verse 7, the woman fleeing into the wilderness. What is she? She is persecuted by the dragon. Israel has been persecuted rabidly. Israel is being persecuted today. You want to do something interesting, again, not to get sidetracked, just Google persecution of the Jewish people in the world today. And it is it is running rampant at a breakneck pace. You think it was eliminated in World War II with Mr. Hitler over in Germany, you are sadly mistaken. It is alive and well on our college campuses today. And just this week, they're in the news, took over another college campus, set fire to things, did destruction. The police had to go in. People were arrested. And they are absolutely rabid against the Jewish people. Who is behind that? Satan, every single time. Satan, every single time. Higher education today reveals the hatred for God in academia. At the highest levels of academia in our country, there is a profound hatred of God. That should not take you by surprise. Romans chapter 1, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and their foolish heart was darkened. How is that evidenced in our society any more than this, the craziness with boys and girls? Boys can be girls, girls can be boys. There's no such thing as biology. And they want to, for years they've said to me, you church people, we follow the science. Well, you're not following the science there. What are you following? A hatred of God, God's plan. Hold your hand here. Let's go to Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 14. And if you think that hatred of Israel is going to go away anytime soon, then you are not reading the same book of Revelation that I am. Revelation chapter 14, or Revelation, Zechariah chapter 14, verse 1. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of these. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city, Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. Notice the second coming of Jesus Christ. Again, we're coming down to the end tribulation period. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 4. And he and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof. Just interesting, Marriott Corporation, I don't know, probably 20 years ago, was looking to put a resort on the Mount of Olives. Big, big resort. I'm thinking, that's probably not a good place to put a resort because Christ is going to put his feet there and he's going to rent it in twain. There's going to be a big valley. Anyways, that's probably, if you're going to build, that is probably not, just if you know the Bible, it's just probably not a good place. But they did there. Soil testing and their archaeological stuff and looked at the... And you know what they found? What's underneath the Mount of Olives? They found a fault line. And they said, you know what? I don't think we want to build on a fault line. But long before they discovered there was a fault line there, Jesus said he was going to plant his feet and he was going to rent it in twain. Going to rent it in two pieces, as if there were a fault line there. There just happens to be one. Does not take me by surprise at all. Again, a Roman Catholic Church would put Mary in verse 1. That is impossible. Others would say, well, that's the church. That's the woman. No. The church did not give birth to Jesus Christ. What nation gave birth to Jesus Christ? Again, Israel. Israel. Christ started the church after his birth in the book of Matthew. Verse 6 describes Israel fleeing into the wilderness to Petra, if that's where it is, but it is a place prepared by God. Look at verse 13. And the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth. He persecuted the woman. Again, Mary is not here. She's not in the context. You put Israel in the context, it makes perfect sense. With brought forth the man-child, again, describing Israel and Jesus Christ. And then, let's just keep reading to verse 17. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness. There we are, running for safety, into her place, where she is nourished for a time... 3.5 years, a time which is a year, and times which is 2 more years. So you've got a time, singular, one year. Times, plural, is 2, that would be 3, and a dividing of times, which would be 1/2 a year. That's where you get 3.5 years of time in that verse. Where, from what? The last 3.5 years of tribulation period hid from the face of the serpent. The serpent, verse 15, cast out of his mouth water as a flood. Again, you really should go look at the news footage from this week. After the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. Now, God's just telling you, he's going to try to destroy them. This is the method he's going to do it. That has not caught God by surprise. He's going to open up the earth and he's going to swallow the water. Has that ever happened before? Has God ever opened the earth before? He absolutely has. And he said he's going to do it again. And what did that do to the dragon? Verse 17, the dragon was wroth with the woman, Israel, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. This is not the last time. Again, Revelation chapter 20, Satan is loose for a little time. He goes up on the breath of the earth and encompass the camp of the saints about the beloved city. And then fire comes down from God out of heaven and devours them. Revelation chapter 20, I hope you memorized that when we did. That's a great passage of Scripture to help you understand. Now, verse 5 and 6 of chapter 12, there is... There is a pause. There is a big jump in the historical significance. So in verse 3, you have Israel bringing forth a man-child. Of course, you're going back to Matthew and to Luke and the first coming of Jesus Christ. And Then in verse 6, you have the woman fleeing into the wilderness. And where is that? That's the second half of the tribulation period. So you do have a break there. It's not a problem. It's not meant to be, again, how this is falling out. It is just this is a parenthetical passage. This is a series of events, and God is not confused. It just depends upon who he's talking to at what time, how he's going to share that. So, and we're the same way. You say to me, so Pastor, how did you and Mrs. Bishop meet? I'll say, oh, you know, we grew up together. We've always known one another. Oh. Now, if Mrs. Bishop is looking for a more detailed answer, and we got company around the table, then she will say, oh, come on, tell them our story. I know you love to tell our story. And I say, oh, you want the whole story? And then I will tell the whole story. But in our conversations, depending upon who we're talking to, we do this same thing. This is not unusual by any stretch of the imagination. The great dragon, sign number two. A sign, again, an interesting word. Great dragon, seven heads, 10 horns. Pastor, are you going to be taking video? I'll tell you what, if I saw something with 7 heads and 10 horns, I would not be getting my phone out. I would be running for my life. Flee the wrath to come. Flee the wrath to come. Verse 9, and the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth, that's what he does, he's a great accuser, and he deceives. Who is he going to deceive? The whole world. What does that sound like? It sounds a lot like Thessalonians. That those who have heard the gospel now will not come to know Christ during the tribulation period. Why is that? Well, Thessalonians tell us that they will receive strong delusion. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9 tells us that Satan himself is going to deceive them. People deceived today? I got in trouble last Sunday. That's Sunday before last. Say, preacher, what did you get in trouble for? I know you find it hard to believe that I would say ever say anything that might be offensive to someone, but I happen to mention that there are boys and there are girls, and God made them male and female. And I'll tell you, people are in the government schools, and there was somebody in the room that took great offense to the fact that I did not recognize the transgender gender. What is Satan going to use to deceive? I don't know. I just know that he does, and he does a great job at it. And people buy into it hook, line, and sinker. That's just kind of interesting. If you like renewable energy, I would say oil is renewable, that God renews it, it's sustaining. But anyways, that's me. It is not, oil is not a fossil fuel. It's never been a fossil fuel. But right now, the wind people, my dad is in Michigan. He's got a farm, and as I have said, the wind always blows there, right? It just does. In the summertime, when it's 95 degrees and the fan is blowing, the wind, at 35 miles an hour, that's refreshing. But in the wintertime, when it's 26 below zero and the fan is blowing at 35 miles an hour, that is not refreshing. I'm happy to be in Virginia. They approached my dad. They would like to put a windmill on the farm. And you're going to get all this money. And so they sent the contract to my brother Stephen. He's a legal guy. He's got the big mind, money mind. So he looked at it. He said, let me look at the contract. Buried in the fine print of the contract, it says, when it's time for the windmill to come down, you have to pay for its disposal. And you just got to love the renewable energy people, right? Strong delusion, the great deceiver, just a lot of deception in the world today. And somebody will say, Pastor, don't judge me. I am not a judge, I'm a witness, but you want to talk about the guy that does the accusing? That's Satan, and he is not your friend. Again, that says to me, flee the wrath to come. Flee the wrath to come. Red is significant. What is red? Red is the color of death. murder. And he was a murderer from the beginning. Who did the first murder? Who was behind that? Satan was. Gotten Cain and said, kill your brother, kill him, kill him, kill him! And he did. Where did that come from? Where does the hate come from? It comes from Satan himself, the deceiver. Brother Parsons, you'll like this. I did a little Brother Parsons research this week, and I thought of you as I did it. We talk of the city of Seven Hills. We talk of Rome. Rome's been in the news. Rome is the city of Seven Hills. But Brother Parsons always says, well, I shouldn't say always says, routinely says, I've heard him say this several times. Did you know that Rome is not the only city on Seven Hills? Is that correct? Brother Parsons is up there shaking his head, so I got that right. There are, I would say, Pastor, how many cities in the world are set on Seven Hills? Well, the answer is, you ready for this, Jeopardy? 77. And we have one very close to us. Ellicott City, Maryland is a city on Seven Hills. And they, of course, they go through all these 77 cities, and they name them, well, this got Seven Hills, and this is what the Seven Hills are. But there's only one city that claims the title as the city of Seven Hills, from what I could figure out. Okay. And that's Rome. And just kind of interesting. The ten horns are ten kings. Now you'll find that in Daniel chapter 7. We'll not go there for the sake of time. Another horn is going to come up. Who is that? Antichrist is going to subdue three kings. And if you don't like the rhetoric of today, we're going to take over Canada. We're going to take over Mexico. Who does this guy think he is? I tell you what, you wait till the Antichrist comes and he's going to subdue them and he is going to take them by force. There's not going to be any buying of the nations. He's taking them for himself. The tale of the dragon, we read about that, draws a third part of the stars out of the heaven, casts them to the earth, of course, the fallen angels. I look at verse 9. Read verse 9 through 12. We already read verse 9. Let's go to verse 10. I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For who? It's not the preacher, is not your accuser. The accuser of the brethren is Satan. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuses them before our God day and night. Up until this point, Satan and his minions have access to a part of heaven. You've heard me refer to that by encouraging you to go up to the courthouse and realize that you can go to the lobby. Once they open the courtroom doors, you can walk into the courtroom. But you can't walk in the back, you can't go back in the jail part, you can't get back in the judge's chambers. You're just not going those places. They are sealed off. You are welcome to come, present your case. Who goes in there? I don't know. Thieves, murderers, robbers, rapists. All those people go into court on a daily basis. But they are going into protected areas. As Satan today goes into a part of heaven that is set off. But there's going to be a great war in heaven. What is this? The last hurrah. Who's going to be defeated? Satan is, and he's going to be cast out at this point for the last time. Nevermore will he come before God as the accuser of the brethren. And what is that? That's coming right down to where he is bound for 1,000 years. He's on his last hurrah. The time is short, and he is desperate to wreck every single life that he can. Where are we? Verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. You think it was bad before. Satan is not omnipresent. Can't be in two places at once. So he is in heaven standing before God accusing you. He can't be down here harassing you. But there's no more going up to heaven anymore. So he's down here. Nothing to distract him. Working overtime. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath. Why? Because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. He knows, but he doesn't care. He just wants to wreck your life. That clock moves fast on Wednesday night. We've got more material. Let me just say this. You following the news? Pakistan, India throwing bombs on one another? Drop some bombs on you? Oh, by the way, let's scale this back. Don't drop any bombs back on me. It's like, really? You hit me with a 2x4? You don't expect I'm going to hit you back? Well, that's kind of what's going on in Pakistan. What does that cause people to say? I am sure if you turn on the internet, you go to YouTube, you're going to find some preacher in the next 12 hours that's going to say, I've received a word from God. And he's coming back in 72 hours because I did the math. And they're going to go, listen, this should not cause us to be prognosticators. Should cause us to be proclaimers. Flee the wrath to come. Is this the end? Man, I don't know. I don't know. Really doesn't matter. I don't think about it. Don't worry about it. Don't stress over it. Preacher, how do you sleep at night with all these things going on my belly? My head on a pillow. Typically my eyes closed. That's how I sleep. Sometimes I tuck my arm under my head. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I lay on my back and then I snore. Mrs. Bishop kicks me and I roll over. That's how I sleep. You don't stress? I don't stress. Because I know God has put me here at this place for this time to do what? To fret? No, fret not. To witness, to warn people to flee the wrath to come. Skyrocketing, this was Monday, I believe. Again, I just pulled up a news feed, see what the headlines are. Here's the headlines Monday. Skyrocketing anti-Semitism in Canada sparks concern for the country's Jews. Under the Trudeau administration, hatred for the Jewish people in Canada, attacks against the Jewish people in Canada, increased 670%. Headline on Monday. Monday headline. United Nations marks the Holocaust Remembrance Day, redefining what it is to be a Jewish person, comparing the Jewish people of today to Hitler himself. I just say, the United Nations is not a friend of God. No. Governor Shapiro of Pennsylvania. Now, this happened a couple of weeks ago, but it was in the news again on Monday. Jewish man, his residence was firebombed. Official governor's residence of Pennsylvania. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Anybody of you heard of that place? How is that pretty close to here? It's just like a couple hours north of where I'm standing. And you think, well, this is just an Israel thing. It's a long ways away. It's just a Harvard or a Columbia thing. That's a long ways away. I don't even know where Harvard is. America, I think. Harrisburg, I know where that is. I've been there this year. Again, flee the wrath to come. Hatred of Jewish people is going to be right down to Revelation chapter 12. Last half of the tribulation period, they're going to flee for their life, protected by God. A bunch are going to die. Hatred of the Jewish people is not new and is not going away until Revelation chapter 20. Even the thousand-year millennial reign of Christ, from this point out 1,000 years, when Christ is ruling and reigning 1,000 years, Satan is going to come up, Revelation chapter 20, and amass an army that is of the world population that is just, even though they're under God's reign and rule and righteousness and right, they just hate God. They just do. Until that time, may we be faithful to warn others. Father, help us to be faithful to warn others. Father, I pray if there's someone here that does not know you as their Savior, they would flee the wrath to come. Someone here that is listening, or somebody by way of technology that is listening at a later time, that they would be admonished to flee the wrath to come. Lots of signs that there's going to be no place to hide. Fairfax County school system can track down their students right down to the person in the classroom that they're in. Satan, definitely going to be able to track us down. I don't want to be here. I don't want my friends to be here. So, Father, help me to be faithful witness for you, we pray. In Christ's name, amen.